The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning. This is Start Your Day the Torah Way, Northwest London, Monday the 3rd of August, Yud Gimel Av. My name is Yossi Feingold, and the subject is topical theme. With Shabbos Nachmu in our rearview mirror, and Tu B'Av, which is a festive day in the Jewish calendar fast approaching, I would like to touch on the Indian of Simcha, Simcha that can be inferred from Psukim in this week's Parasha, and maybe add some anecdotes of Emunah. The dynamic Magid and Mashpiar and Meilech Biedemann frequently tells a story of a father who came running in one day with a small child to the Chazon Ish. The child had swallowed a coin, and the father was asking the Chazon Ish advice what he should do. The Chazon Ish not only was the Poetic Ador and the Godel Ador, but he was also very well clued up in the medical field. And it wasn't uncommon for people to ask him advice on medical issues. And the Chazon Ish quickly suggested he should take him to the Ponovitch Rav. Now everybody was mystified. The Ponovitch Rav was a mamda amma in medical issues. So the Chazon Ish said, no. The Chazon Ish is the Ponovitch Rav is a mumcha, is a world specialist at being able to extract money out of anyone. Now, I don't know if the Chazon Ish was famous for his one-liners, but that caused everybody to burst out into laughter. The father was laughing, and because everyone and the father was laughing, the child started laughing, which caused the coin to be thrust out of the child. And eventually everyone was comforted and relieved. And that's when the Chazon Ish said that the koyach of Simcha can break through all dinim. Simcha has the koyach of breaking through everything. We are all familiar with the halacha, Paskin ben Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. The words are Mishanichnas Av Mematin B'Simcha. On the onset of Chodesh Av, we must reduce our Simcha. Chassidim types it a little bit different and they put a positive spin to this. It says in Chassidish Asfarim that when it comes to Chodesh Av, there are things that we need to reduce. We can't have bottle of yayin. We reduce haircuts, eating meat and wine. But we do it, mishanichnas av mematim, although that we have to reduce. We do it with simcha. We do it with enthusiasm, with slavos, with cheshit, with gusto. There is a plethora of outlooks and insights, lessons and messages, right from the very first pasuk in this week's parasha. V'hoya eikev tishmon es ha-mishpotim ha-eile u'shmaratem ba'asisem oisom. It will be because you listen to the laws and keep and perform them, and the Torah enumerates beautiful brachas that will ensue. A popular magid shir, Rabbi Avraham Motcha Malach, suggests practical advice for speakers. He says a good speaker should have a geschmack, captivating story, a repertoire of good stories. And he should also know when to end. A good speaker knows when to end. He doesn't go on forever. He says, B'derech Melita, this is Merumas in the Pasuk. V'hoya means once upon a time, it's Merumas too, a good captivating story. Akev implies the heel, which is the end of the body. Akev, if he knows when to see, to finish, to end, then Tishmon will be listened to. The Belzer Rebbe has a similar thought. In another Shalashidus Devar Torah, he said, in order for Marbitz Torah, a Magid Shir, a Baldarshan, a good speaker, to have Atzlacha, he also needs two criteria. One is Vahoya. And he brings a Mam Chazal, a famous Mam Chazal, Ein Vahoya El Aloshan Simcha. Vahaya denotes Simcha. So he says, if the Baldarshan is Vahaya, he comes with Simcha, his words are words of encouragement. There are upbeat. And Akev, he teaches Akev Anova Yiras Hashem. The pasuk says Akev Anova Yiras Hashem, to do with humility. So if he's got those two, Vahaya, he's upbeat and encouraging, and Akev, he's got humility, then Tishmaun, then the Hamoin Am will want to listen to him. The Aruch Chaim, at the beginning of this week's parasha, what we read today, Vahaya Akev Tishmaun, he's bothered by the terminology, the three words, Vahaya Akev Tishmaun. Previously, the Torah has also spoken about if you follow the laws of Hashem. And the language has been, Im b'chukai saitelechu, if you follow the laws of the Torah. So it seems rather unusual that the Torah is changing the words to Vahaya and Akev. In fact, if we look further on in this week's parasha, it says Vahaya and Shemaya Tishmu. Seems a much much more simple way of writing it. And he has five mahalchim in the pasuk to explain those words, Vahaya, Akev, Tishmu. And he has five resolutions of which he draws the phenomenon of Vahaya being a Lashon Simcha for all of them. For example, he says, Vahaya Akev Tishmon. Vahaya, you will have Simcha Akev Tishmon because you're listening to the Torah, because you're learning the Torah, specifically as the Esek HaTorah. Esek HaTorah will bring you to a Matzav of Vahaya. With this, he teaches a famous Mishnah in Perkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Mitzvah Geireres Mitzvah. He says, the mitzvah here is the Esek HaTorah, the learning and the heeding of Hashem's word. Pikudei Hashem, Yishon Mitzamchei Leif, what does it do? It brings Simcha. So the mitzvah, the first mitzvah that you started out with, was mitzvah Esek HaTorah, and it brings the Simcha, which is very interesting as a chiddush, because he says, he enumerates Simcha as a mitzvah, a very beautiful thing. And many Mefarshim weave the same attribute of Simcha into the pasuk. Many of the listeners may remember my grandfather, Naftali Rokach. He was a larger-than-life character. He was always besimcha. He was embodiment of Simcha. And he also was a person that had a repertoire, an archive of short, fiery Hasidic vertlich. And he was always loved to share these vertlich. And one of the vaults that he would share with everybody was a vault in this week's parasha, which really embodied him. The pasuk says, "V'hoya im shachayach tishchach es Hashem alikecha." If you read it simply, "V'hoya im shachayach tishchach," it will happen if you forget es Hashem alikecha, and the Torah tells us what's going to happen. But he touches the original touches it a little bit different. Again, he says, "V'hoya." Is Lashon Simcha. That he reads it, V'hayam Shachayach. If one forgets to be besimcha, if one abandons Simcha, and he's grumpy, and he's miserable, then Chas V'Shalom Tishkach as Hashem Alekecha, it will bring you to abandon Hashem, your God. So highly did the Hasidic masters regard the Indian of Simcha. Let's move on to a literature gadol. The Kerem HaTzvi, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Farber, Zechayna Levracha, in his beautiful Sefer Kerem HaTzvi writes, unfortunately he met a religious person who was son of a Pirush. He had a learned background, but he strayed from the ways and he became a maskil. And he had a peculiar reason for this. He explained that his reason for becoming a maskil was from the Alshach. The Alshach HaKadosh, the Alshach HaKadosh, who wrote a sefer, the beautiful things on the parasha, he made him a maskil. What was his reason? So he explained that the style of the Alshach was to start each sedra with a whole long list of questions, tens if not dozens of questions. He then constructed a lengthy shtickel Torah, and at the end of the essay, it would answer all the questions. This person came home from a long day at work, and he managed to get through the question. He dozed off. He never ended up to learn and read the answers. This repeated itself every week. And by the end of the year, his head was crammed with questions, ambiguities, disagreements, contradictions. And he said, Some of the questions were excellent. The real deep philosophical questions of Tzadik Beral and Rosh of Atovloi, I don't have any answers. And therefore, I had to leave the fold. And Rav Faber attributes a pasuk in Eov to this person. There is a pasuk in Peretz, in the early Parakim, that says, Adam yelud isha, kitzar yomim usvar roigez. Adam yelud isha, a man is born from a woman. Kitzar yomim, he has a short number of days. Usvar roigez, and he's full of trouble. He explains as follows. Adam yelud isha, a man is born from a woman, that means a man is born from a woman, he has limited intellect. You're not going to know everything that Hashem does. You're not going to understand Hashem's plan. Kitzar yomim, we're here for a short number of days. We have limited days. We don't see Hashem's plan. We don't see Hashem's whole picture, how everything fits into place. Usvar roigez, and because of this, the person is in pain, and the person is troubled, and the person is full of tarnas against the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's pain from, he doesn't understand the whole master plan. And a classic example, he says, would be the story of Yosef and the Shiftei Kol. If anyone were to take a snippet, one shot, out of the story of Yosef and the brothers, we'd be mystified. Hishtoimim lemara einov, he says. How can Zera Kodesh hate someone? Someone like Yosef. How can they sell Yosef to complete strangers? Without the entire view, without the whole picture, one would see strife, conflict, abduction, and jealousy. But every single piece of the story fits to make a puzzle, where the end picture is Kriyas Yamsuf, it's Kabbalah Zatayra, and we understand it at the end. Even the minutest detail, the zvot falling into the cup of the king, that's an integral part of the story that would cause the Sarah Mashkin to be jailed, who would confide in Yosef, who would have to answer his dream, b'chulu b'chulu. So he says, v'hoya is an expression of simcha when Akev, because at the end, everything will be clear. Everything will be crystal clear. And Tishmun is a lesson of understanding. The Pasuk says that Pare wanted someone, Tishma Chaloim Liftoi. He wanted someone who understood the dream Liftoi. So we see that the lesson of Shma is the lesson of Havona and understanding. Says Rav Faber, Vahoyo, there'll be Simcha Ekev at the end. At the end of life, at the end of the stories, at the end of everyone's trials and tribulations, then there'll be simcha tishma, because we'll understand. We'll get what Hashem was doing. In the end, there's clarity when it all falls into place. But the Musa Haskell for every Yid is to live with Emunah. Hashem knows what he's doing. Every incident and experience and encounter is one of Yosher. All trials and tribulations and challenges has to happen for the good of the person. Kol Matzav Shatovoi. And if we're in tune and we're connected to Hashem, we realize it's Hakol L'Tova. The following story, a remarkable story, is told about the Tosha Rebbe. The Tosha Rebbe of Canada. And the story is about the Meshulam Fayez Shlowi, that's the father of the Tosha Rebbe of today. He lived in Canada. He was exceptionally known for his tzidkis, for his chassidus apprecious. He was one of the tzaddikei hador, Meshiari Knesset HaGdola. But he was also known to be one of the sad tzedakos. He gave literally millions and millions of dollars away in his lifetime. He was a roidev tzedakah b'chesed. He chased people to give them the money. A whole article publication was written just on the Rebbe himself. There's a beautiful story that's said about him, which is gaining popularity. Every day, a long line of people would come to seek the Rebbe's advice or to ask the Rebbe for brachas, yeshuas, eitzes, hadracha. And a lot of people came, as we said, for financial help. The Rebbe was a sahat tzedakos, and those people who needed financial help would also line up. And one day, a Yid from Yerushalayim found himself in the line, waiting to be allowed into the Rebbe's shtib, the kvittel shtib, the room where he saw people. When he became first in the line, was long line, he waited his turn. When he was first,
Kol Halashon.
The Rebbe, the Gabba opened the door, and he noticed that the Rebbe motioned to the Gabba something. The Gabba then went out, and then he called upon the person who was behind him, and he asked, the person who was behind him was asked to come in to see the Rebbe. When he saw that, he was extremely offended. He was very, very hurt. He'd been waiting a long time. Why should another person be allowed in? And as he walked into the Rebbe, Batzar Loi, he couldn't anymore, couldn't control himself. And he said, Icha Gemeint, as in Tosh Sid Emes. I thought at least in Tosh, this was Emes, the place of truth. But now I see that it's also corrupt. And to add salt to the wound, he said, is this person any better than me? Is his blood redder than mine? Does he daven better than me? Because he's got a bit of money, he's allowed in. And that's how he vented to the Rebbe. All that time, the Rebbe was nodding, and he was quiet. And he looked at him with his deep, piercing eyes. But he didn't say anything. When he was finished, he was allowed to ask the Rebbe what he wanted. And he told him that his family had fallen on hard times. The Rebbe lovingly took out an envelope from his pocket and he gave it to him. And he went on his way. Now, Kiryas Tosh is about 40 minutes from the city. Montreal is the nearest city, and many, many people would come from Montreal to visit the Rebbe from worldwide. He was from Yerushalayim. So he wanted a lift to get back to the city, goes into the car park, sees who's available, who's going to the city now. He knocks on somebody's window and he asks them for a lift. The guy says, sure, and he goes inside the car. Lo and behold, this was the person who was brought into the Rebbe just before him. Anyway, he sits in the car at the front and curious to know what was waiting for him in the sealed envelope, he opened it, and to his shock and disbelief, there was a check of 5 figures. This was a massive Yeshua for him. This was a Yeshua for him and his family. He didn't have a bank account. So he started a conversation with the driver and he asked him if he knows about checks and how he can change a check. Now it was the driver's turn to be shocked and astonished. Now the way the story ends, it's not the limit that I want to take out, but the way the story ends is he asked the Yishalmiyid for Mechina, he asked the Mechina, please can I go back to the Rebbe a few minutes? He drove back to the Rebbe, he managed to see the Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, I don't mind you give the money to Tzedakah, but you didn't even open the envelope. I gave you a sealed envelope, you didn't open the envelope. And the Rebbe was Tamimus. He said to him, what does it matter if I see the money, if I see the figure, if I see the sum? The ikke is as the only should see it. That in itself has many lemudim, but that's not the reason why I brought the story. The story has a hemshach. The Gabba then went and told Reb Meilech Biederman this whole story. And he said, I happen to know what happened in that room. Let me fill in the blank. The Gabba told the Rebbe as follows. The person who went before the Yishalmiyid was also a Netzach. He also came in to solicit funds. His family was also in hard times. And the Rebbe heard him out. And the Rebbe gave the person before the Yishalmiyid his last cent. And as the door opened and the Rebbe saw who's in the line, he noticed that the first person waiting for him was someone unfamiliar to him. He wasn't acquainted with his Yishalmiyid. And he wasn't sure, is he coming for a bracha? Is he coming? Maybe he's coming to solicit a funds. I don't know. But if he is coming for tzedakah, I need to have something. And he noticed that one of the people behind him was a Gevirish Yid, someone who had always helped out the Rebbe with his tzedakah project. And that's why they let in the Gevir is a person. And it's exactly what happened. He left the Rebbe with a check. The Rebbe was comforted. And then, yes, let's bring in the next person. Maybe he'll also be a Netzach. And maybe I have to give him some money in V'kachav and so it was. What do we see from this? And then the Rebbe says to the Gabba, obviously the Gabba, who had noticed and witnessed this Yishalmiyid, like really vent at the Rebbe, he noticed how the Gabba was like really uncomfortable and wanted to throw him out the Shem Ba'ayin. And when the door closed, the Rebbe said to him, Vos Vista from him, what do you want from him? Azoi Zema Allah Os, this is how we all look in front of the Rebbe Yisraelim. We're all full of painers. Why don't I have this? Why don't I have that? Why have I got pain? Why have I got suffering? He's all right, then he's not all right. We look the same in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and yet Hashem is preparing the check for us. He is organizing our Yeshua right from the pain, from the box. That is where Hashem is organizing the Yeshua. Now, both say, all too often we have panels on the Rebbeinu Shalom, that the pain and the suffering is when Hashem is preparing the check. We don't see it. We don't understand it. Our intellect doesn't allow us to grasp it. We are Adam Yelud Isha. We only have a limited intellect. And as Rabbi Ashfaber said, Tzvayam Kitzayamim, we're here for a short number of days. We don't see all the slide charts. We're looking through a very small window. And therefore, Svaroyez, it brings us to pain. We can't tolerate it. We don't understand it. We don't see the whole picture. You have to believe that it's all Yosha, that Hashem is doing it out of Yashus, and it will all make sense in the end. Even if I'm not long enough to see it, it will all make sense in the future. There is a term used, for when a person is spiraling downward, and the matter is getting worse, dechi. We go meet dechi al dechi, and yet when things are good, when things are improving and making progress and going from good to better, it's called chayil, mechayil or chayil. So says the Kabrina, the gematria of dechi is 22, and the gematria of chayil, ches yod lamed, is 48. The difference between 48 and 22 is 26, the Shem Avaya. The difference between someone who's in pain and is in trouble and someone who's not, he puts simcha in his life, he puts emunah in Rabbeinu Shalom. He takes the yud kei vav kei and he puts it in his life. And then his dechi becomes chayil. His trouble becomes simcha. I know this is what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from me. I'm memayat the simcha. I have to accept what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, but I accept it out of love. Another expression used for when a yid is in a shvala matzav, in the worst matzav, goylet, the person is in galus. The greatest matzav is geula. You take it out of galus. What's the difference between Goyla and Go'ola? One has got the Aleph in. Go'ola's got the Aleph. I see this one touch. The Aleph is Alufe Shal Olam, the master of the world. If you're in Goyla, put in the Aleph in your life. Put in the Rebbeinu Shal Olam. And there will be Tadik Ben Munasa Yichya, and they will be living, and be able to live with Simcha. Another pasuk in this week's parasha, on the same theme. The Maharitz Dushinsky, the Rav of Yerushalayim, tells us, there's a passage that says, Ki loy al halechem levadoi yichye ha'adam. And it's read, Ki loy al halechem levadoi yichye ha'adam. Bread alone doesn't make a man live. Ki al kol moitzei pi Hashem. And the simple understanding is, al kol moitzei pi Hashem, everything that comes out of Hashem's mouth will make a man live. But says the Maharis Bashinsky, Motsa'is, there's a pasuk in Yeshua. Pasuk says, Vayavoyu and Yeshua, Vayisapru, and they told him, it's called Hamotsa'is Oysam. Everything that happened to them, Alla Pasirungun, every occurrence. So he teaches Motsa'is to be all occurrences. Loyal Alechem Levadoi, says the Maharis Bashinsky, not by bread alone does man live. How does man live? Al Kol Motsa'i, on all the occurrences that happen. Every event and every episode and every trial, challenge and tribulation and death that happens to a person, Pi Hashem. He says, that's from Hashem. That's what Hashem is doing to me. Similarly, he says, the Moshe Leib Sassava. The Pasuk tells us, Vayikra El Moshe. Vayikra with a small Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem Elov. Hashem called to Moshe and Hashem spoke to him. Vayikra El Moshe Vayidaber Hashem Elov. A very unusual way of writing the pasuk. Why didn't it say Vayikra El Moshe Vayomer Elov? Or Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe? Vayikra El Moshe, he called to Moshe, Vaydaber Hashem Elov, and Hashem spoke to him. So he says, if we look at the word Vayikra's got a small aleph. What does Vayikra mean without aleph? Happenings, occurrences. So he says, Vayikra El Moshe, every happening and occurrence and episode event that happened to Moshe by Davar Hashem Elov. Moshe realized that Hashem speaking to him. Hashem's guiding him. Hashem is doing it. Every occurrence, good, bad, and everything in between. During the Holocaust, a world famous psychiatrist did a study of the people in the camp who survived. He unfortunately became a kofer, be'ikah, but he wanted to keep his mind busy. He did a study, and he came. And what came out of the study was, it was the bourgeois, the middle class, the assimilated Jews, who they perished first. But those people who were connected, who had meaning in their life, the frommer Yidden, he says even the religious Catholic and the confirmed communist, those people who had meaning in their life, they managed to survive. That's how Pi Hashem, Kol Moitzos, all happenings Pi Hashem, Yichya Adam, not just a spiritual level. And of course the spiritual level is huge. And Ein Lanu L'Shai or L'Tai, we have no Ashaga what we're going to get for it. But in this world, practically speaking, Yichya Adam, a person will live when you know, and you're calm, and you have a simcha, and you have a munna, and you realize Hashem is guiding every single incident. Then you'll live, Yichya Adam. Reb Dovid Halper from Hendon is the son-in-law of Reb Tzvi Hershmeyer. Tzvi Hershmeyer wrote a sefer called Mekatzei Hashem. Most of the first volume of the sefer speaks about his hell that he ensued in the camp. And Reb Tzvi Hershmeyer, whenever he would speak to people, would always end up speaking about the Holocaust in the camp. And he came across the Yid and he asked him, how did you manage to survive the camp? And C.S. Meisel asked another person, a simple Yid, how did you manage to survive the camp? And he said, you know, my Rebbe taught me in Cheder, v'ha'aret ha'isah soyu v'avoyu. V'ha'aret, the Rebbe translated the words v'ha'aret, and the world ha'isah soyu was empty and unformed and v'avoyu. Now, the Rebbe didn't translate it correctly. He should have said Vavoyu was desolate, it was unformed. But he said Vavoyu, he translated it as Vavoyu, and in it, in the desolation, Hashem is also there, in the Hastara. And that's what made him survive. Al Pi Hashem, Kol Moitzoy, through every single Pasirangun, Yechia Adam, this allowed this person to live. The Kotzka says, we know there's a Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Shir Eloi Shir Chodosh, Heitivu nagein besrua. He types it as follows. Heitivu, a person will do good to himself. Nagein besrua, he says. Nagein, if he continues to sing teruah. Teruah, we know, is a blow of the shofar that symbolizes pain. The tekiah, the straight blow, is when everything's going normally. But the teruah is pain. So heitivu nagein, it'll be good nagein if we keep on singing the teruah. Even though we're in a bad matzav, even though we're in pain, Ki Yosha Devar Hashem, we keep on singing Ki Yosha Devar Hashem, that Hashem's ways are Yosha. I'd like to finish off and conclude with a pasuk we said in Nachem. The pasuk tells us, Ki Ato Hashem Bo Eish Itzato. You Hashem caused the fire to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. U Bo Eish Ato Osid Livnoisa. That with Eish, we're going to build the Beit HaMikdash. And perhaps with the sentiment conveyed today, we could say that Eish is Rosh HaTeva's Emunah and Simcha. Because with Emunah, we know that all our incidents are called Moitzos, it's from Hashem. And when we know that it's from Hashem, then we'll be Simcha. And hopefully that will rectify the Bechir Shel Chinam that caused the destruction. And Simcha is only through Amunah, which will be Zoycha, to Vahoya Ekev Tishmon. And perhaps we can say Ekev is Rosh HaTevis Atzira Corona B'Yameinu. We should be Zoycha Vahoya Ekev Tishmon. We should be B'Simcha very quickly when we hear Atzira Corona B'Korev. We should all be Zoycha to the Nechama, the Shiva, the Nechamta. Mehero v'yameinu, amen.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.